I held my breath and waited. Then the silence, the terrible silence, was fractured by a man's voice.
Boys, something sure stinks out here.
It was Loper. At that point, I dared to peek one eye out of the fold in the sheets. There he stood, towering over me like a something. A huge scowling tree. He sampled the air with his nose and shook his head. He yawned and started towards the door into the kitchen. So far, so good. But then he tripped over the pile of laundry, the very pile of laundry in which I was hiding. And in the process, he stepped on my tail. Oh, pain! Oh, hurt! A burning jolt of electrical pain went ripping up my tail section. And for a moment, I thought I would yelp. I mean, that's what most dogs do when their tails get stepped on, right? It's a perfectly natural, healthy reaction to the indignity and so forth of being trampled. But this time, no, I couldn't allow myself to yelp or squall or make any sound at all. I had to maintain strict radio silence. And you know what? I did. Yes, my eyes bulged out. My ears flew straight up. Yes, a yelp tried to form itself in the deep throatillary region of my throat, but somehow I managed to keep a lid on it. Loper stumbled a few steps, then caught himself. He turned a glare towards the pile of, well, the pile of me in the sheets is what it was, and I heard him mutter,
"What the heck was that?"
He bent at the waist and reached a hand towards the sheet. My heart was pounding in my ears. I focused all my powers of concentration and tried to flatten myself into an invisible pancake. A pancake so thin that it would be undetectable by human eyes. Could I do it?
Heck no, but what else can a guy think about when he's out of luck and about to be exposed to all the world to see? He thinks about becoming, well, an invisible pancake.
I felt his fingers on the sheet. Then,
you probably think he jerked away the sheet, and there I lay, a quivering puddle of dog hair. Not so fast. You forgot about little Alfred, right? Well, all at once, the boy appeared in the doorway and said,
"Hey, Dad, can you tuck me into bed? I'm scared of the dark."
The fingers remained on the sheet, and Loper said,